vision in scripture. People like Abraham, like Jacob, like Joseph, like Job, through their lives, we see the profitability of vision. And tonight, successful life, a flourishing and a successful life, where there is no vision, the people perish, means where there is vision, the people flourish. A slave meant nothing. A slave literally had no right. But concerning this slave, this property, Genesis chapter 39 verse 2, the Bible said, and the Lord All weather. All weather. It doesn't matter how much the situations change. It doesn't matter how much the circumstances are changed. The man, the woman who has vision flourishes, is successful under all weather. It's not a matter of where you relocate to. It's a matter of where God locates you. And if you are located by God, and you back your location with vision, then you will get your allocation wherever you are. All weather, all conditions of service, vision. Number two, everything between us and the road, nobody is between us. It is inside our vision. We didn't see anything. We didn't see. If there is anything between this structure and the road, it is our own. Now, I am telling you, if we had not seen it and we did not plan it, you would have been shocked one day. Including the road you follow here to enter here is a plot for somebody. You say, no. We didn't see any other thing blocking us. So as we saw it, so was it possessed. As we saw it, so... Now, that is what was claimed. As we saw it, so was it possessed. I won't get into many details. There are things that are in your hands that may leave your hand if you can't see it. There are things that may belong to you that may slip out of your hands if you can't see it. You don't get things by chance in life. You get it by vision. You don't get things by accident in life. You get them by vision. One day I passed through a Rewan church. I saw a beautiful blue American model, almost brand new Toyota Camry, 2015 or 2016 at that time, just parked. I looked at it and said, this, what a beautiful car. I'm not after such thing, but this car is very, very beautiful, with powerful rims and all that. But I drove and passed, but I saw it. I took a mental note of it. Less than a week later, the same car returned back as a gift. Not a car that looked like it, the same. When we drove that car for the first time, my children loved it so much. It had, it had screens for video and television and all that and all everywhere. And was just as if it would fly. Landcraft. Within a week, God said, I am to release it as a seed. And he directed me where to direct it. The driver I sent said he almost cried. He was not the one giving me, but he was the one who felt it. See, what kind of problem is this now? I speak to somebody here today. Your possession is entering your hands. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. Your possession is entering your hands. What is yours, no devil shall stop it. Within this season, it is entering into your hands. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat. It's key to possession. If it is not too big for you to imagine, it will never be too big for it to emerge. If it's not too big for your hand, for your mind to think, it will not be too big for your hand to handle. Don't place limits on your life. Every man's limit is a mental limitation. It's a limitation of imagination. It's a limitation of vision. One of our pastors in one of the countries, I said, he was telling about it, talking about Jalingo Crusade. And he said that, I said, we are going to come to your country very soon and have a crusade. Bigger than that Jalingo Crusade. He said, in other words, I can't say amen to this one. What do you mean bigger than that crusade? So I say, at least say amen first. He say, okay, amen. I asked him, I said, why? Sir? To say that that is crusade bigger than that one. He said, when we went to Port Harcourt and went to Makurdi and Akure and Lokoja, okay, those places are okay. But he said, when we say we are going to Jalingo, he said, highest 500 people will gather at the place. When he saw the turnout, he said, what is this? And now I am telling him that we are coming to his place and it will be rare than that. He said, instead of saying amen, it's too big for his mind to carry. So I say, say amen first. Jehovah gathered the crowd. We didn't gather the crowd. Even if you go house to house and give people coke, come, take coke, come. Would they come? They would drink the coke and not come. I told you the funny story before. In our village in those days, in the 1983 election, MPN, MPP, UPN, those days in the village, they used to give people oath. That, will you vote for us? Take oath. And then take money that you vote for us. So one man collected money from all the five parties and drank oath that he will vote for all of them. So they say, what kind of man is this? Does it mean that oath does not worry him? You know what he did? On the election day, he voted for all of them. That means the vote is useless. It's unprinted for all of them. I took oath from UPN. Take your own. Take your own. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything imaginable is achievable. If it is imaginable, it is achievable. If it is imaginable, it is achievable. If it is imaginable, it is possible. If only your mind can retain it, your life can retain it. If it can be accommodated in your mind, it can be accommodated in your life. I speak to someone here today in the name of Jesus. Jehovah God is going to shock you even beyond your imaginations. Shout the loudest, amen. Take your seat. That is vision. It's key to provision. It's key to possession. Thirdly, vision is key to preservation of life. It's key to the preservation of life. People perish where there is no vision. That is, their lives are cut short because of lack of vision. The meaning of that is vision prolongs life. Nothing prolongs life like vision. Let me say it like this. People of vision are durable on earth. They last. Abraham was the one that God told to see, take his eyes up and look. The man of vision, he lived for 175 years. Genesis chapter 25, verse 7 to 8. Lift up your eyes and see. This man, the days of Abraham's life, which he lived, 135, that's 175 years. And he gave up the ghost and died in a good old age, an old man, full of years. He was gathered to his people. That was that man of vision. What about Isaac? Isaac was a guy who went to the field to meditate in the eventide, according to scripture. I think that must be Genesis chapter 24, I believe there's 63, thereabout. He went to the field to meditate in the eventide, and as he lifted up his eyes, this landscape had changed. Meditation is a part of vision. How long did Isaac last? 180 years. Genesis chapter 35, verse 28 to 29. Genesis 35, and the days of Isaac were 84 years. And Isaac gave up the ghost and died, and was gathered to his people, being old and full of days. And his sons Esau and Jacob buried him. That was another visionary. What about Jacob? Jacob, the man of vision, who painted wood. He lived for 147 years. In the book of Genesis chapter 47, verse 27 to 28. Genesis 47, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen, and they had possessions therein, and grew and multiplied exceedingly. And Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the whole age of Jacob was 147 years. The man of vision, 147 years. What about Joseph, the dreamer? Joseph, the dreamer, lived to be 110 years old. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 26. Genesis 50 and in verse 26. So Joseph died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. 110 years old. What about Job, the man of vision? The one who said, if a man dies, can he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait until my change comes. How long did Job live? Let's call it minimum 140 years. Because out of scripture, we are unable to determine the whole length of Job's life. Look at that in Job chapter 42, verse 12 and 16. Job 42, 12 and 16. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, 1,000 she asses. After this, Job lived 140 years. After what? After the temptations, after the restoration. How long did he live before this? We can't tell. But we can tell that after this, he lived 140 years. If Job was 60 years, let's say, then that is 200 years. If he was 40 years, that is still 180 years. Because he had children that grew already, that were feasting in their bed. Job lived over 140, 150, 160 years. The man who said, I am waiting until my change comes. I speak to somebody here. You will not die before your time. If you are seeing tomorrow, no devil can take you out today. No. Not a stray bullet. Not a witch. Not a wizard. Not a necromancer. Not a stargazer. Not a terrorist. Not a hired assassin. Not a kidnapper. Not an arm robber. Not a road traffic accident. Not any form of organ disease. Not a cancer. Somebody shout the loudest. Amen. All the days of my appointed time, I will wait till change comes. And change came. And he lived. Somebody say amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Right in this service, there are people here seated. I remember one of those on oxygen in the hospital. Almost gone. Heart gone. And I say, look at your children. This one hasn't married. This one hasn't married. And that one hasn't married. You need to see them marry. And you need to see them have children. I place the picture in front of her face. Oh, wow, yeah, that's right. I must see their children. Under 24 hours, discharged. And it's so many years now. All those people have married now. All those people have children now. Nothing prolongs life like vision. Am I speaking to somebody here? I spoke with someone, and it was very drastic situation. And you know the ways somebody talks at times when he's not sure of tomorrow. And I said, no, don't talk like that. See your children. It is not easy for another person to take care of another person's children, no matter how good they are. Owner of children takes care of children the best. You see, it was like a fire shot in his heart. Really? Oh, yes. I will be alive to take care of my children. I will be alive. Life has remained. Will remain. That arrow returned back to hell. Am I speaking to somebody here? There is a place. A man had lorry fell on him. He was under the lorry for about 60 to 90 days ahead. With grain. Now, I saw the man face to face. He lived to be almost 90 years or more. They picked all the bags of grain. He walked out alive. Picked him alive. A man was picked up from the debris of collapsed skyscraper. Was it Los Angeles? Somewhere in America. After 7 days, they have picked up dead bodies. Here they pick out this man alive. And they say, what happened? He said, as the building was crashing, I willed. Somebody say will. I willed to live. I said, whatever happens, I am coming out of here alive. Willed to live. It's a form of vision. I saw me living. And here am I alive. Is God speaking to anybody here? People commit suicide at the peak of visionlessness. When people have no reason anymore to be alive, they begin to die. But when you make up your mind, I am too valuable to live here now. If I leave this world at this time, the devil has won. When somebody says, let me die, that is the peak of cowardice. That is the extreme realm of cowardice. Only cowards die like chicken. Am I communicating? People of vision fight it out. There is one American president I like a lot. They call him T.R. Theodore Roosevelt. The man, even in the days of his power, if you look for his trouble, he fought it out. That's physical fight. See his face like a lion. He died in his sleep. And somebody said, only in sleep could death have come. That if death came physically, he would have fought it. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? In those days, they used to do what they called the duel or whatever they called it. We had somebody look for somebody and say, let's fight it out. As a president, he was still fighting. That I am stronger than you. You are stronger than me. Okay, let's fight it out. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't die like chicken like that. There is one useless thing killing people. This is a country. People are drinking poison and killing themselves like what? Like flies. What a victory from hell over such souls. You waste your life from the earth, cut yourself short, deprive yourself of the balance of your destiny, and then open your eyes, chapter 1 in hell. That is where suffering starts. You haven't seen suffering yet until you open your eyes in hell. If a thought like that ever occurred to you, there is a need for apology to God for such a thought crossing the mind. Am I communicating? It is the peak of cowardice and the peak of selfishness. Why? You only thought of yourself. You didn't think of mother, father, brother, sister, friends, relation, loved ones who will be battered. If the devil said, die, tell the devil, I am here to live. And the devil, for your information, I'm going to rescue many people from premature death. I am going to make a lot of money. And I am going to empower poor people. I am going to deliver people from frustration. I am going to deliver people from destruction. I am going to make up my mind to ensure that nobody dies before their time where I am. Somebody say amen. Amen. I announce to someone here today, I declare that life of yours that the enemy said it is useless, it's worthless, nothing can come out of it. Before the next 2-3 months, God Almighty shall take that devil by surprise. Something shall come out of your life that shall be a shock to your generation, a shock to your family, a shock to your community, a shock to your nation. Shout the loudest, amen. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Vision is key to the preservation of life. Number 4, vision brings change and transformation. Change and transformation. Lives are changed by vision. Systems are changed by vision. Societies are changed by vision. Abraham was the name of the man we call Abraham. Abraham means exalted father. Abraham means father of nations. God used that change of name to change his vision. Begin to see yourself not just as a father of one, but as a father of nations. When Abraham began to see, and then he brought him out, and he said, look at the stars. Abraham's dead body began to change. The dead system began to change. Sarah, that was probably wrinkled old woman, Sarai, became Sarah, which is princess. Princess, princess. She became young princess whose system was so princessly that it could bring forth children or a child after it has ceased with her, after the manner of children. In Genesis chapter 30, verse 37 to 40, when Jacob painted the wood in front of the animals, their system changed to produce according to what they saw. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, the Bible said, we all, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Somebody say amen. Vision changes people. It changes systems. It changes societies. It changes nations. When Dudley Austin, whose testimony I mentioned the other day, in the year of 1983, was diagnosed of metastatic adenocarcinoma of the liver, final stage, given 6 weeks to live, she placed her picture on the door, picture on the fridge, picture everywhere. She was already emaciated, dry, cachexic. Giants had prayed for her, Oral Roberts, Kenneth Hagin, T.L. Osborne, Copeland, everybody. Yet no change had come. And she put that picture there. And she said to herself, that is me. This frail picture in the mirror is not me. That is me. That is me. That is me. 6 weeks came and passed. She couldn't die. 1 year came and passed. She couldn't die. 2 years came and passed. She couldn't die. 3 years came and passed. She couldn't die. 4 years, 5 years, 20 years, 30 years. It's 1983, not 38 years now. Almost 40 years have come and gone. Mama is still alive at age 87. The wife of John Austin, the mother of Joel Austin, actually outlived her husband by the power of vision. Vision changed her body back to what it should be. Am I speaking to anybody here? Let me tell you a story. A mother came to Dr. Yonggi Cho and he said, I have a very terrible wayward girl. Useless girl. Useless, terrible girl. Wayward. She is sleeping from hotel to hotel with men. Pastor, what did I do to deserve such a child? The man of God said, shut up. The way you are talking is the reason why she is what she is. The way you are talking is the reason why she is what she is. What kind of girl do you want your daughter to be? You say, I want a very obedient girl. Write it down. I want Christian girl, God-fearing. Write it down. Humble girl. Write it down. What kind of husband do you want her to marry? I want her to marry a pastor. Write it down. He wrote everything. I said, that is what to be looking at every day. Every time you see, you think of your daughter, look at that picture of what you have written. She continued looking and declaring. The girl was still sleeping from hotel to hotel. One day, by 2 a.m. in the night, the Holy Ghost descended on her in the hotel where she was with a man. And she began to cry there. The man said, what is this? I can't explain. She wept and wept and wept and ran out of that place that time of the night and looked for her mother. He said, Mama, I am sorry. I am sorry for being a shame to our family, for bringing disgrace to this house. I am sorry for being rebellious. Forgive me. She went to her knees. Mother led her to Christ. took her to the pastor, got her filled with the Holy Ghost. She became a firebrand, joined church, served God fervently. Then here comes a pastor, and he said, I've seen this girl, I want to marry her. And everything on mother's paper got completely filled, because as she saw the vision, the Holy Ghost transformed her life. The visions you see is the raw material that the Holy Ghost uses for production. Visions are the Holy Spirit's raw material for the manufacturing of desired product. That was why he said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or imagine. That is, think means imagine or envision. He is able to do everything that we ask or things that we imagine through the power that is the power of the Holy Ghost that is at work within us. What are you doing? Stop that! All this message you are hearing, snapping, is what is your interest? I'm standing here, he's carrying picture to snap me. For what? Am I entertaining you? Take your seat. Don't mind it, the devil is in trouble tonight. From light to sound to everything to photographer. Did you see the madman that ran to the altar in front? They think plenty today. Whether he was going to attack the praise worship leader, I don't know. Our pastor found out, he says, he's a madman they brought to church and the people couldn't control him. So he took off. Mad paramilitary personnel. Yes. That was why he ran like that. Somebody say amen. Look at your neighbor and say, are you having any raw material? Do you want the Holy Ghost to walk? Do you want him to change something? Supply him the raw material. Supply him the raw material. And that raw material is called vision. If you want anything to happen differently, begin to see differently. Did you hear what I just said? If you want anything to happen differently, begin to see differently. If you want anything to happen differently, begin to see differently. If you want anything to change around your life, begin to see change. You know why our country is like this? Our leaders have zero vision. Zero. They don't know where they are going with their own life, not to talk of leading another person. Zero vision. Zero. Singapore changed under 20 years. From third world to first world. Because a leader came up and determined that their nation must change. If you go to Singapore today, you'll be shocked. First time I went there, I was shocked. See houses, condominiums, 10-story, 20-story, 25-story, 30-story building. You are driving kilometers, you are still seeing the houses. I said, what houses are these? They said, these are houses, residential houses for children that have not been born yet. That is, everybody has his house plus children that are yet to come. Those were people that were coming to Nigeria to look for help. Singapore, the other place in the same Southeast Asian area there, where they have Malaysia and that came for palm tree to get palm from Nigeria. United Arab Emirates, we have helped them before from Nigeria. Yes. The Dubai that everybody is going now. Visionless leader. You know, somebody told me the other day, he spoke to one of those people in authority. What kind of situation are we in this country? Everything is happening so terrible. You know the answer the person gave him? He said, if everybody wants to die, let them die. He said, in fact, let everybody, including himself, die. Only such people will die. This
visionless, directionless people. Everything rises or falls on the leadership. When you see dissolve, see Singapore.
If you drop chewing gum on the ground, police arrest you. All these taxi drivers that are honing people, they are all in prison. You can't horn for any reason. No matter how pressed you are, if you urinate on the road, you will finish the rest in jail. Huh? You drop chewing gum paper on the road. They met that. If they catch you with cocaine, no begging will solve you. While I was there, they executed some Nigerians who passed by with drug. They catch you, no begging. Capital sentence. Am I communicating? That is the place where people have vision. Is a city state. That is, it is one city, and the city is also the nation. Singapore. Am I communicating at all? Arab Emirates, there is no drinking water there. No drinkable water. They process everything. They don't, the refineries, people take crude to go and refine there. Tourism is major, and then you arrive there. In those days, I don't know how it is now. You don't need any visa to arrive there. But if you think you're a criminal, perform. Since you arrive there free, you will know that there are places you can't commit crime. No vision. And the first time I came out of there, I said, do our people travel to these places? Do they travel? Do they have eyes to see anything? Do they have eyes to see anything? Do they have eyes? They steal the money of the land, go and stash it there. Steal it, go and, but God is changing something. God is going to, no matter what happens, change must come for this land. If Jesus tarries to come, stand up on your feet and hear this. Anybody wishing war for this country is wasting his time. It's wasting his time. Those who want war will die. They will be the ones to die. They will be the one to be consumed. Hear me. Any level of prophecy or vision that says that people are going to be killed en masse and more than 50% of people will be killed, there's nothing to do, God can't even help you, it's a pit from the pit of hell. For the thief cometh not for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, if I see one righteous man in the land, I will spare it. If Nigeria was to be wasted, it would have been longest time. It would have been long, long, long ago. Long ago. Jehovah has had mercy on us, and the mercy is subsisting. And I am here to announce to you, we shall see the end of the killers. They will not see our end. We shall see the end of the destroyers. They will not see our end. We shall see the end of disastrous leaders. They will not see our end. Carry $1 billion, €1 billion. How much of it will you spend before you die? How many of the houses will you sleep in before you die? How many aircrafts will you fly? And then when you die, who uses it? Why don't you make up your mind that I pull out $1 billion and develop my homeland, develop my nation, give employment to children. Those who are trying to commit suicide, employ and empower them. Empower, develop the land, make the roads work, make the rail to work, make the aviation industry to work, make the refineries to work. What's the use of having crude oil with zero refinery not working? Yet you are talking about building refinery in another country. What a useless, banzastic, idiotic mentality.
Refinery won't work in Nigeria, yet refinery should go and be built in Niger or whichever republic. What useless demonic sense is that? How? When last did the road rail from Lagos to Abuja work? Or Lagos to Kano or anywhere else that we are thinking of rail from here to another country? They are so stupid that they think everybody is stupid. They are so stupid, they think everybody is stupid. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Whether it is illiteracy or dullness from witchcraft or idol worship, let it be known to you that there are people who think if there are those in places of authority who have no brain, there are people who have brain. But something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. Something is changing. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, shout it at the top of your voice. God will have mercy on us. God will raise men, raise women. He will raise Elijah kind of people in the political realm, in the military realms, in all realms. He will raise the Elijah order of people that will show Eliab and show all the Ahabs the way back to hell. Stand up on your feet. It is not possible to preach on this kind of thing and not get angry. It's not possible. See, I sought for a man, and Elijah was a man. And I'm glad to let you know that there are Elijahs in this generation. You are among them. And God is waiting for you. And God is waiting for you to open your mouth and speak. And God is waiting for you to make declarations in the air. And I decree in the name of Jesus, this land shall not be destroyed. This nation shall not be buried in destruction. Those who want it destroyed shall be destroyed. Take your seat. Finally, don't forget what I said. If you don't like the way you see things, begin to see things differently. It will change. Don't ever speak down on Nigeria. Begin now to prophesy. Begin now to speak. Begin now to declare that this is a great nation, filled with great people. Are you not a great person? There may be criminals and demon agents here, but there are good people here. Are you not here? The only news we used to hear from the Northeast was how many people were destroyed. Until last week, we heard the good news. We heard the good news of a gathering of people so massive that glorified Jehovah and brought hope to a people. Let's begin to become messengers of good news to our nation. Messengers of good news to our generation. Let's see differently and speak differently. And let's release hope to our land. Hallelujah. Vision brings change and transformation. And finally, vision defines both the future and the destiny of man. It defines both the future and the destiny of man. He said, as far as your eyes can see, I will give to you. That is, your future is limited by your picture. Genesis 13. And in verse 15, your future is limited by your picture. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. What seest thou? I see the rod of an almond tree. Thou hast seen well. And because you have seen well, I will hasten my word to perform it. I will hasten my word to perform it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to verse 3. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and I will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me, said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables that he may run that written it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come, it will not tarry. The just shall live by his faith. It will not tarry. Listen, the picture of today is what we call the future in tomorrow. The picture of today. The dream of today is the reality of tomorrow. That is the reality of tomorrow. Anywhere you see yourself today, there you find yourself tomorrow. Joseph, where Joseph saw himself in his past, was where he found himself in his tomorrow. Where you see yourself today is where you will find yourself. This is the meaning of this. Even if you are here now, don't see yourself here. See yourself there. And if you can see yourself there, even if you are here now and you can see yourself there, tomorrow you will find yourself there. Where you see yourself today is where you find yourself tomorrow. If you are here and you see yourself here, by the time tomorrow reaches, you are still here. Did you hear what I just said? If you are here where I am now, and you see yourself here, by the time it is tomorrow, you will still be here. But there are people seated here today. Before this month is over, your position has already changed. Say amen like you are a believer. By the time tomorrow arrives, your position has already changed. Shout a bigger believers, amen. Let me say this, then I'll conclude. Anything that must not be your future, don't ever allow it to be your picture. If you don't consider it a part of your future, don't ever make it a part of your picture. Anything that must not be your future must never be allowed to be your picture. You are not there yet, but you are on your way there. So keep seeing there. Hello. One thing I know about God is that God is faithful. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Even if it has not happened, maybe it's not yet time. In his time, it must happen. Am I communicating? We didn't start crusade today. But what we are seeing in crusade today, we are not seeing it from the beginning. But we just kept at it. We just kept at it. And we just kept at it. And we just kept at it. And we are seeing some things now. And there is witness in our hearts that what we are seeing now is a starting point. Because if that crusade had continued for one more day, we would need another stadium to accommodate it. People came on Saturday. They came from villages on Saturday to join. That's what the pastor told me. They came from all the nooks and crannies into the city on Saturday thinking the crusade continued. Taraba State is so long. But the state is long. From a place like Jalingo to where they call Gembu, 7 to 8 hours drive. Inside the same state. See, so as the people came from the nooks and when they heard the things that were happening, they rushed en masse. But it was not always like that. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. He's able. This is somebody's word. Come, you are laughing. Come. Not you. I'm calling. Yes. This is the living witness of the Taraba Crusade. Why are you laughing, man? Happy. testimonies are still flowing.
This evening, I just knelt down and I said, Lord, thank you for Jalingo Crusade. And I started crying. Just say, Lord, thank you. Oh.
She's one of our ministers on the altar in the church in Jalingo. Also, a high court judge in Taraba State. They were among those that came with the governor. She testified here when I told her to go and be confirmed the judge. And they started congratulating her. She was one. It was an incredible manifestation of God that we saw. The governor has been quoting the messages of the crusade. Since the crusade, everywhere he speaks, he says a line, one line. Somebody stand up on your feet. To the next level. To the next level. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I have come to tell somebody. The only thing you must never do. Hear me. Only thing you must never do is standing still. Because even though Moses told them be still and know that he is God, that stillness is not a relative, it's not motion. It's calmness. Be calm. Don't be anxious. Don't be agitated. Because God said, tell them to go forward. It's not a standing still. Go forward. And as they moved, the Red Sea moved. The only thing you must not do is to sit and do nothing. See where you are going. Think what to do to get there. No matter how little, take steps. Even if part of the step is to look at the vision and declare it on a daily basis. Even if part of the, and I'll talk about the process of vision shortly. Even if part of it is to explode in intercessory praying. Even if part of it is to make just one little move. Move it. No matter how tiny. If there is road, highway from here to South Africa, and you keep moving. If you need to refuel, refuel, but just move. If tire has any challenge, refill it, but just move. It's only a matter of time. You must get there. I am talking to you from experience. Those who can't wait for God go to the herbalist. They go to native doctors. They patronize other powers. They enter corruption and other practices and just do things that ruin the whole of their future. Calm down. But keep moving. Take steps. Pray prayers. Move moves. Pray prayers. Speak speakies. Speak speeches. Speak speakings. Just ensure you are not stagnant. Just move. And you will definitely reach there. My counsel is twofold as we pray. Number one, never leave your life to chance. Live by vision. Never leave your life to chance. Live by vision. For as he thinketh in his heart, Proverbs 23:7. So is he. Don't just say anything that will happen, let it happen. Don't say so. Live deliberately, not accidentally. Live consciously, not unconsciously. Be deliberate with life. Wake up daily. Go through the week knowing why you are alive and what you are looking forward to. Secondly, company. Let me say it this way. Don't relate carelessly. Relate with people of vision. Don't make friends carelessly. It is he who walks with the wise that will be wise. Proverbs 13:20. The companion of fools shall be destroyed. There are many in this world today who got destroyed because of who they brought into their lives as friends. I have not drunk alcohol before, and I don't want alcohol to touch my mouth. And somebody say, who are you? Jesus even turned water to wine. Quoting the Bible upside down. Destroyed your vision. I won't sleep with a man before I marry. Then how do you know he is potent? There is one demonic wisdom that is going around that is contrary to the scripture. That marriage is honorable in all, the bed on the fire. And somebody just walked into your life and scatter your vision. Oh, really? All right. I wasn't thinking like that before. There are people who have visions of, I see God turning me into a billionaire. You like this. Well, you can try your best. Any day that cockroach begins to fly like eagle, that day you can be a billionaire. Hey, whoa. We wicked people. For your information, if you have vision, you are a threat to people, to low-flying people. Your life is a threat. There are some people you have not even said anything. The way they look at you, they are threatened. They just perceive that something, that you are up to something. That your life is up to something. You think big, you talk big. Some of us, your walking step is a challenge. Who do you think you are? Even what you are wearing is not costly, yet they are angry. Stand up on your feet. And they don't know that there are some people, cloth fit them, and others, they fit cloth. They are the ones who make the cloth beautiful. That is the body, how they are, make the cloth finer than the cloth is. You know people like that. They make tailors look better than they actually are. So they are already angry. Even if you are wearing 1 naira trouser, it's better than their 10,000 naira jacquard. So they are very angry. And it is not your fault. It is full who come. They do it from there. Our place is there. They do it from there. It was done from there, not here. Not here. It was done from there. The matter was done from there. Do you have any proverb like that in your place? Yeah, it was done from there. They did it from there. I'm almost saying it. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is why those who, one of these days God told me, a self-made man can never be the competitor of a God-made man. Self-made, I made myself. See what my effort, see what I struggled, I did it. A self-made man is never the competitor of a God-made man. A man made by God is superior any day to a man made by self. What God gives is at a higher level than what man gave himself. I can call myself a pastor. But if God didn't give me a pastor, that is a waste of title. I can call myself apostle, prophet. If God didn't give it to me, I'm wasting title. And there is no entitlement in titles. that for this title, this is your salary. Hallelujah. So be very, very careful. There are those who hate you, envy you quietly. As you begin to perceive it, begin to shift. Don't hate them. Don't hate them. They are not your enemies. They are also not your friend. And who are they? You know them. Who is this person to you? I know him. Is he your enemy? No. Is he your friend? No, also. Who is he? I know him. Is one of the people, I think we know many people. Is it everybody that you know that is your friend? Everybody you know is your enemy? No! We are permitted to know. How are you? How is everything? Oh, fine. It's a long time. Wow. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Who is that? I know him. There are people who threw away what they believed because somebody else did not believe it. And God will not hold you responsible for what somebody did not believe concerning you. He will hold you responsible for what he knows you should know that you refuse to know about yourself. That is why you must never allow any so-called prophecy to scare your life. Thus saith the Lord, I am your husband. And you have not heard the Lord that he is your husband. You can tell him, thus saith the Lord, you are not my husband. That is, if you are not convinced, two cannot work together except they be agreed. God cannot be telling you about me and I am not aware. Let God tell me, I am not deaf and dumb. If I can hear, I can dream dream. And it applies to every area of your life. I have said this to people, and I don't mean to make anybody a loner, but this is my personal conviction that instead of walking with the wrong crowd, it's better to walk alone. And Jacob was left alone, and they arrested with him a man. That was when his destiny changed. Instead of saying, this is my friend and it's a wrong friend, this is my company and it's a wrong company, it's better to walk alone. And walking that alone is walking with God. Didn't he say, if your hand offend you, cut it off? It's better to move without one hand than to go with two hands and go to hell. If you can cut off your hand, what about a human being that is not to you? That one is easily cuttable. Somebody say amen. I am saying this because I know there are people who would have been bigger than where they are today. But they have some winning. Somebody talking winning. Just whispering and murmuring and noisy in your ear. It just scatters your mind. They say you can't get there. If we listen to people, we won't go to Taraba State. I prayed and God said, I have gone ahead of you. You see, I went with a host. I went with a troop. I told my wife, I just heard God. We are on our way. And he truly confirmed that he went ahead. Is God speaking to anybody here? I don't know who you are tonight, but I am anointed to announce whatever God has in mind for your life, as you cooperate with God, it shall come to pass. Will you say that amen like you are a believer? As you cooperate with God, his plan, his purpose, his agenda for your life shall come to pass. Say that amen again like a believer.
anyone whose name has been marked for premature death, I am anointed to announce tonight that that premature death is cancelled. That premature death is cancelled.
And I am sure that, you know, we serve a prayer answering God. When we did a 3-day fast, we decreed that the weapons of the enemy should turn against each other. That the mystery of the Moabites, the mystery of the Ammonites, who came at, they should turn their weapons. It has already happened. Bandits turned against each other.
Oh, they turned against themselves.
We see the last 24 to 48 hours.
Two groups.
Yes. That's right.
Yes, that the boys did not. One of them was offended in the ransom, so he got angry and called the boy to fire the boy. But the boy had other boys, so they engaged their master and they killed 12 of themselves.
That's right. It has not started yet. The battle we are in is the battle of light and darkness. Any day you see the elephant fly, that day darkness can win.
Did you hear what I said?
The first day you see a tortoise carrying baby on his back,
that day, these evil people can win in our nation. When you see the lion live inside water and swim as his habitat, that day darkness can win.
The day you see men, male, getting pregnant
and giving birth in maternity ward, that is the day the darkness of this nation will win over light. That is the day the terrorists and their sponsors will succeed over light.
For as much as that day will never arrive,
they just waste their time and waste their life. I want you to move with the mentality, I am light and this is darkness. It's a matter of light colliding with darkness. And when two forces jam, the superior force must prevail. Their weapons turning against each other has not started.
That day I told you, I said, those who send them, they will soon turn their weapons against them. They will soon look for their sponsors and waste them one by one by one by one. They will, let the terrorist group wanna, and I don't like to mention their name, so I don't dignify them by name. The terrorist group, one by one by one, in this season, their clashes will become endless. They will be wasting themselves, and the nation will be watching, and the military will be watching. Those among our military that are members of them, they will fish them out and waste them. In the army, in the air force, in all the paramilitary forces, because they have members there. When our troops are coming, the members among the troops inform them, so that they ambush them on the road.
They say, our people are coming, so you people position on so and so place. And the soldiers are wondering, what happened? Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A few years ago in Ghana, one of them at the School of Missions told me the story. These people were operating from morning almost till evening. Nobody came.
Suddenly, among them, they said, soldiers are coming, let's move.
How did they know?
And truly,
the soldiers just arrived after the bastards have left. Vagabonds. Come out, come out, we are here. And the people say, we are not coming out. Where were you for 12 hours? For 6 hours or how many hours? Those who want to sell the nation, their posture will be like Judas Iscariot. They will die like mad dogs. They will die like mad dogs. Those who are selling Nigeria to foreign criminals, they will die like mad dogs. Lift up your hands and give the Lord the praise tonight. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Lift up your hands and say, Father, say, oh God, to whom vengeance belongeth in Nigeria, show yourself.
Oh God,
to whom vengeance belongeth, Nigeria, show yourself. In this season, show yourself.
Oh Lord.
The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and say, Father, your purpose for my life shall come to pass. Your vision for my life shall come to pass.
Father,
perfect your will. Perfect your purpose. Perfect your agenda for my life.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray.
Lift your hands high up.
I have lifted up my eyes to the hill of God above. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes to the keeper of my soul. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes to the hill of God above. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes to the keeper of my health. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My help comes from the throne of the Lord. My help comes from the ruler of the heaven and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes
unto the Lord. Sing, my help cometh.
My help cometh.
My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. I am coming from the cross of the Lord.
Help to fulfill vision.
Help for this nation.
That help is released right now.
Maja ya 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 ya. I have lifted up my eyes
unto the Lord.
The only person that is not safe at a time like this is a person who is not yet surrendered to Jesus. Everywhere you are, you pick your Bibles and pick your bags. You need to have your ways right with Jesus tonight. Quickly come forward here. The rest of us are going to make demands of the help of God right now. Help of God for the nation. Help of God for our lives. Quickly step forward here. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to be born again. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Quickly rush to the front. I'll give you the count of seven. One.
I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My head's on the ground.
are healed. Lift the seat. Lift it. Like this, up all the way up. Not turn, just the stick, it's alright. It's okay, face here. Lift up the other hand. Father, give her a touch. Power of the Holy Ghost. Power of the Holy Ghost. Command that leg to become natural. Become normal, become healed. Pain, go. Deformity, go. Command it to be whole. In Jesus' precious name. Arise and be healed. My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heavens and the earth. March forward like a soldier. Ashakalagayagadagalagayadagalagayagada. My help cometh.
My help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of
the heavens.
I have lifted up my eyes unto
the Lord. Will you stand up for your feet and receive help? Anybody receiving help tonight? Help for our nation and help for your life. Lift the hands up. Shako Balagaya.
I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My help cometh from the throne of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heavens and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
Lift the hands high. Father, let your power flow. Let your help flow. Let your hand touch that brother, that sister that is trusting you for help. Now, the count of seven is cream I receive. Then you place the hand on your head. Father, let the power of God flow. Any area where help is needed, let it be released. Help for marital settlement. Help for financial breakthrough. Help for destiny turnaround. Help for career breakthrough. I declare it's released now. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3. Communion is blessed tonight. The release of this communion will cause you to begin to see the prophet of vision. As you make up your mind to see it ahead, your provision, your possession, your preservation, your transformation, your future
Your destiny is communicated here. No devil will stop you. Vision is also key to acceleration. He said that he may run that readeth it. I prophesy every spell of stagnation around your life and your destiny is over forever. I decree today you shall be successful and you shall flourish. So shall it be. Everybody with any trace of sickness in your body, today the sickness is flushed out. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every family curse and family covenant, today it is broken. So shall it be. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, I call it done. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands and take your seat.